This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. We're going to be talking about oil with our oil expert, Dan Watson, who is standing by to tell you all about it. The telephone number for us to get a hold of us, and that number is 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. My daughter Lucy has given me some inside information here, and it all looks good. So, everything is fine as she enters second grade next year. By the way, if you need classic car insurance, only Hagerty has the expertise and passion to protect your car how it deserves. Quote at Hagerty.com or with your local agent. Hagerty, for people who love cars. I certainly love cars, and so does our very special guest, the go-to guy when it comes to oil and lubrication questions, more than 25 years of experience, and a gentleman who knows so much about oil that he does presentations, he does YouTube videos, and he is reachable himself by telephone, and he is one of the largest dealers of AMSOIL in the whole country, has customers all over the place, so it doesn't matter, you can order from him and it will be delivered to your door, and in some cases free of charge. And don't be afraid to give Dan Watson a call. Let's go to the Powered by Hagerty guest lines and welcome Dan Watson. Hi, Dan. How you doing?
I'm good, Bob. It's sort of a rainy day. I've got all this moisture coming through the area. But, hey, without the rain, we wouldn't have all these beautiful trees and flowers we have, so let it rain.
That's right, absolutely. And this, without question, is a very important time of the year. I know my dad was in World War II, so I heard all the World War II stories. I knew some folks that went to Vietnam and have worked with some radio people who were in the Gulf War. But you, my friend, tell us a little bit about your military service.
Well, I'm a retired Navy lieutenant commander. I was one of those sort of unique kids. I went in the Navy at 18 and went into the Naval Nuclear Propulsion Program as an electrician's mate, and worked my way up to being a chief petty officer in that field of professionalism, let's call it that, in the nuclear power program. And then I was commissioned about halfway through my career as an ensign, and worked my way on through the rest of my career up to lieutenant commander and retired after about 23 years in the Navy. So it was a great career. I have nothing but good fond memories to look back. And on this day of Memorial Day, it reminds me that, see, my father was a Marine. My father had passed away when I was young, and I don't know that he would have forgiven me for just being in the Navy and not in the Marines, but I think he would have been okay with how things went in the Navy. But, no, you talked about your father was in World War II, and my father was a Marine on Iwo Jima and Okinawa. So
wow.
I saw some really tough times and hard battles with the Japanese. Now, it's one of those things, another subject that I don't even want to particularly get into it, but I just can have no patience with any of this, you know, disrespecting the flag, because I know that My father was one of those men that saw this flag get raised up on the top of Mount Suribachi and what it would have meant to those guys in the field. And I have no patience. I have to watch myself. I don't like to get angry over those things. But I was thinking today about if folks, I just give them a little reminder of what goes on in today's military. President Trump, as he needed to, is trying to work out something with Kim Jong-un from North Korea. And this is a considerable adversary with some very dangerous weapons. And I remember my days in the Navy, and I thought about it the other day when he made the statement, and it's a simple statement, we all hear it, and the politicians run around with it, where he says, well, I'm going to have to call off this summit, because the North Koreans are not, they're not being truthful and honest, and they don't appear to want to really do this. And so that's a bargaining thing he's doing, and I understand it. But, Bob, I served on fast attack nuclear submarine and on ballistic missile submarines and then on surface ships. And when you're on a ship and your submarine, let's say, and you're in the Indian Ocean or even close to the Arabian Sea, somewhere in the Middle East, and you've been out there going on 5 months or so, and it's going to take you a month or 6 weeks to get home, and so you've made that point in your patrol, and it's time to start heading home, and you're about a day into traveling across the Indian Ocean, and when the president says that, there's going to be what they call an emergency action message that's going to come, and it's going to tell you to reverse direction, head back to be on station, because you have to be in a position to execute whatever orders the president decides to dictate. And so there were numerous ships in particular situations whose day was immediately reversed because of a simple statement from the commander-in-chief in a negotiation-type atmosphere. So even today, the sacrifices of these guys out there doing the job to, you know, you didn't have to sign any kind of agreement to be monitored on the radio to make sure that you and I didn't say something politically incorrect. We live in a society with freedom of speech, and we certainly exercise it. We go on the radio and speak weekly and use our, you know, our First Amendment freedom. And it's a thing that so many people take for granted. But we've still got guys and gals out there across the world in all kinds of positions doing their job every day to make sure that we can do our job, you know, when you and I chit-chat on the radio. So it's just so easy to take it for granted. And I think I would just advise people out there on Memorial Day to remember that this day is not about parades, and it's not about the next sale at the next big box store. It's about people who were out there on the call of duty and who performed as they would have expected. And they would have told you themselves they were just doing their duty. But boy, we're glad they did.
Very well said, Dan. No question about it. So we salute all of our present troops in all armed forces and thank them for their service, and we look back at all the folks over the years that we've lost, and it's a lot of people, and you can only think about those soldiers who laid down their lives for this country. And I'm with you 100%. I think the National Football League was the most ridiculous thing. Here you've got these overpriced athletes playing a boys' game, and yet they have the nerve to try and make some sort of political statement. I believe the NFL has banned that for next year, but that was disgusting when it was going on.
Well, I can't help but feel that way, and I know people would say, well, there's another side, there's another, and I just go, no, it's just over the top. There's many things you can say that is wrong, that the country needs to fix. But the fact that that flag should represent what is best about the country, everything that is good and best and honorable, and I would hope that everybody would want that, because if you want what is good and best and honorable, then all the things of racial animus and all the things we talk about would not exist. So take that flag for what it is. It is to represent that which we all strive for. Not for the failures, not for the times when we've come up short, but for the things that we strive for, the best that America can be.
Absolutely. More with Dan Watson around the bend. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynovite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynovite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Free this week at Dynovite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Grandpa, what do you call this thing again?
It's a 66 Ford Bronco.
I think you got ripped off.
Why is that, honey?
It's got no Wi-Fi, no USB port, no Bluetooth.
Exactly. I guess we'll just have to talk.
Sometimes the best way to connect is to disconnect.
Is that the window button?
It's called a window crank.
Cool. The faster I move it, the faster it goes down.
This moment of escape was created by Haggerty.
Being old is kind of cool, Grandpa.
Works for me.
For people who love cars.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion dollars for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Thank you so much for joining me here today on Auto World. We've got a great guest, as he's with us each and every week at this time. We've got the man who knows it all when it comes to lubrication, synthetics, and a certified lubrication specialist for more than 25 years, Dan Watson. Let's talk about something that we don't get a chance to talk about too often, and that is buying AMSOIL Factory Direct.
Well, I'm glad we bring this up, Bob, because, you know, when I talk to people about AMSOIL and we get to the end of explaining some things, and really the question is, well, can I get this? Where can I get AMSOIL? Well, in fact, there are a lot of stores today that you can find AMSOIL in, and I'm working hard on many more myself. But AMSOIL has a program that has been around for many years that's referred to as the Preferred Customer Program. That program is similar to if you go over and become a member of Sam's Wholesale Club or a member of BJ Wholesale Club, those types of operations. And what it is you're going to pay a fee to AMSOIL, about $20 a year, to be a registered preferred customer. Now, that gives you the option of buying AMSOIL products at virtually at wholesale price. And that's a significant savings. If you were going to buy online, you looked at the product, and then you were able to buy it through the preferred customer program, you might save as much as 30% on the cost of that product. And you would say to yourself, well, is that worth it, though? I got to pay a fee. Well, that's exactly right. If you have one car and you're going to buy an oil change, it probably would be just fine for you to go to a local store or go to a service center, get it done, whatever you want. But if you've got, you know, two, three, four cars, some people have four cars in the family and then a boat and a jet ski and a couple of ATVs. So once you start expanding the amount of places that you could use AMSOIL, all of a sudden that savings becomes significant. And if it becomes significant, the $20 fee is peanuts to establish the discount. Now, the other part about it is AMSOIL sweetened this pot here a while back, because if you buy $100 or more, you're going to get free shipping. That's either straight retail or as a preferred customer. So wholesale prices and free shipping, that's a deal that's really hard to beat. But on the same time, you really got to look and make sure that you have the demand, because you don't want to have to pay more for the annual membership than you're going to save in buying AMSOIL products. But I usually talk to folks about that when they are talking with me about buying AMSOIL, and do the evaluation for them to tell them whether it's worth their time or not. And that's what that program's about. And by the way, we're still looking for more independent dealers just like me. So if you had any ambition to be involved in a small business, then I can certainly show you how to do that. And I might remind our listeners out there that almost every tax expert that you'll ever talk to when you're talking about how to organize yourself to pay what you should pay, your fair share of taxes, but to not pay more than what you need to pay, is that if you have a small business on the side, that you can put some of the things that you do normally now become things done in association with your business. They become tax-deductible activities rather than just personal activities. So there's tax options that will save you money as being in a small business as you get started. And hey, look, you know, I started as a very, very small AMSOIL dealer and continued to be with it, and it just grew fantastic because the products are fantastic. So just wanted to let people know that there is an option, factory direct option, to buy AMSOIL. And all you got to do is ask me about it, go to my website, and ask for the information. It's easy to do right on the website. Or call my 800 number and say, hey, you heard about this on the radio. What's the story? And I can fill you in completely there.
Sounds great. And certainly people love the opportunity to save money. And this is going to do just that. Let's go to some questions. And by the way, we are live. A lot of programs on the weekend are recorded during the week, but we are live. So don't be a stranger. Reach out at 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261.
Or hey, Bob, let me interject here for just a minute, too. We know that the show is actually, in some cases, it will be delayed broadcast on some stations across the country. And you person listening might say, well, I keep hearing it, but I got a question, but it's delayed broadcast. Well, we give you a website, and all you have to do or an email, and all you have to do is go there and ask the question and then say that you want to hear the answer on the air, and we'll be glad to answer that question on the air. All you got to do is send it in by email to Bob or send it in by email to me or go to my website and ask it and say, hey, I listened to the show and I want to hear this answer on the air. And then the next time you get that delayed broadcast, whoa, there's your question and the answer for you right there.
Perfect. Very well said. We've got a question from Bob in Sarasota, Florida, listening on the AM and FM affiliate stations there. And Bob writes, I have never seen any recommendations to change the rear end oil. Is this a Fill for Life product? I would imagine not, Dan.
No. You know, really, I hate that term, Fill for Life, because some auto and truck manufacturers might tell you there's something Fill for Life. Every single lubrication manufacturer in the world would tell you there's no such thing as Fill for Life. So yeah. We have a disagreement, but since the guys that make the products that go in say it's not Fill for Life, I would listen to the lubrication people more than someone who says you never have to worry about that. I will say this. There's probably not the amount of attention paid to the differentials, rear ends of vehicles that have rear-wheel drive, about whether or not those gears need some fresh gear lube. But the truth is, for an automotive application, you just should never let that stuff go beyond 100,000 miles, because if you're using standard gear lubes, which most of these cars are going to be loaded with because the manufacturer doesn't want to pay a little bit extra to put the synthetic gear lube in, then you probably would say, hey, at about 50,000 miles, I should service my differential. It probably only holds on a lot of these cars a couple quarts of oil, but it needs to be changed. Now, if you went with a high-quality synthetic like Amsoil or Mobil, then you'd be able to say, well, I can double that out to maybe 100,000 miles between changes. And the thing about it is, it's an ignored part of the car. People don't pay any attention to it. But we got people now driving cars 250,000, 300,000 miles. And if you're going to keep a car and get that kind of use out of it, you better be changing that gear loop, because what you'll find is the bearing will go out in the rear end. Oh, my goodness. We're talking about, at the very least, $2,500 just to buy the parts to fix it. You know, I mean, they're not cheap stuff. It's so easy to change the oil and prevent paying those major repair expenses.
So true. When we come back on the other side, more of your questions, 855-660-4261, bob@autoworldradio.com, dan.watson@thelubepage.com. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. President Donald Trump says negotiations over a possible summit with the North Korean leader are going along very well. Not everyone in the president's party likes the idea of a sit-down between the president and the nuclear-armed dictator. But speaking to ABC's This Week, Senator Marco Rubio says Trump's negotiating tactics have thrown Pyongyang off balance.
They are usually the ones that are out there doing the sort of dramatic action and you know, the sort of unpredictable action to set everybody off. The president has given them a taste of his own medicine.
Also on ABC's This Week, Senator Adam Schiff calling congressional supporters of President Trump's attack on the Russian investigation bums.
How do you counter a president who repeats falsehood after falsehood after falsehood, that has the bully pulpit of the presidency to do it, and has allies in Congress who are willing to support that? And Martha, at the end of the day, there's only one remedy for that, and that is you need to throw the bums out.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jay Leno, you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
What's up, man? How you driving, Cadillac there?
Thank you very much for being in here with us. It's always a pleasure for me to spend this time with you each and every week and look forward to it. And as Dan Watson, our very special guest on the Hagerty-powered Auto World phone lines, even if you're hearing us on tape delay, no problem. Just send us your questions. And we'll incorporate it into a future program. So at our network's website, gcnlive.com, there's all kinds of tools, including podcasts, including archives, including listening on demand. And it's all free, so you can't lose with that. Let's go back to our mailbag here and find one here from Tom. Tom listens to us in Atlanta on a great radio station, WCFO, and he asks, can AMSOIL recommend up to 25,000 miles for an oil change?
Well, it's a good question, and many people just don't understand why you change oil to begin with. And let me be clear, 3,000 miles, 4,000 miles, 8,000 miles, these are all arbitrary numbers that are established based on testing, field testing, to see how well the oil is holding up after an amount of miles. Now, that number is established, the manufacturer puts it there if you have oil that meets a certain certification or qualification. GM was concerned enough about it to come out with their own CIFR Dextos, it's called, and the Dextos requirement was to make sure that the oils would have a robust additive package enough that they would support the General Motors oil monitoring system, it's called, that tells you when to change your oil. Now, to make sure our listeners understand, that it's sort of a misnomer. That system doesn't ever sample a drop of oil. It uses a computer program to estimate the quality of the oil and the life. Well, if the oil is not of a good enough standard to start with, and that's a computer program that is set up to determine based upon the running conditions of the engine how long the oil should last, of course it's going to be inaccurate because it's starting with a product that's substandard for what it is, its expectation is for the computer analysis. So anyway, we're looking at oil. How can it go 3,000 miles, 8,000, 10,000, 15, or 25,000 the AMSOIL's got? Well, oil consists of two constituents. It's got the base stock and the additive package. Now, if the base stock is petroleum, then that's going to limit you to begin with for how far this oil can go. And the reason is, folks, is that petroleum is this wonderful natural product that's refined from crude oil, and it's a hydrocarbon base, got a number of other molecules in it that you can't get out because they came out of the ground with it. But it turns out that the stuff is pretty reactive to oxygen in the air, and so you can't change its natural characteristic. It will react with oxygen pretty readily if you leave it in its natural state. So the the oil manufacturers, the guys, the chemists, and everybody get together on this. They put things in that petroleum oil that they call antioxidants, and they are chemicals to protect it from oxygen. But they get used up by the oxygen, especially at higher elevated temperatures when the oil would be the most reactive to oxygen. Those oxygen stabilizers, they are really just being eaten up in those conditions. So with our cars today running as hot as they run, it's really hard on petroleum oil to be able to have any length of stability within the base stock. And when you react with oxygen, you produce sludge and varnish. So we're in a little bit of trouble elevating these thermostat temperatures and pushing this oil to higher and higher temperatures to be able to have enough oxygen stabilizers in it for it to have a long life. Now, if you move over to synthetic oil, you can have a base stock which basically is inert. It does not react with oxygen. So you're off to a terrific start of being able to say, well, wow, if I don't react with oxygen, I'm not going to produce varnish and sludge. What's going to wear this oil out? Well, now we go to the second component in both oils, which is the additive package. What's an additive package? My goodness, are we buying additives and sticking them in the car? No. When you produce a lubricant, you tailor it to the application that it will be in. For example, compressor oil will have certain additives in it to make sure that it gets rid of moisture and that there's no foaming in the oil. But a compressor does not have an internal combustion action going on, so it does not have the bright products of combustion, so it will not have certain additives that are put in motor oil to neutralize the acids that are produced in the internal combustion engine. So we're tailoring the additive package so that it will, in fact, apply to where we put the oil. Now, if I'm going to put an antioxidant in oil, something to stabilize it for reacting with oxygen, I have to know how much of this that I'm going to put into it for the life that I want it to last. So in other words, I can create an additive package of my different additives, anti-wear, anti-foaming, anti-acid, antioxidants. These are all different additives that are put into oil. And if I design that oil that I want it to go at least 5,000 miles, then I will spend the money to additize or put the amount of additives in that oil that might take it to 7,000 so that I've got a safety margin depending upon how the oil is used, and that's what I'm going to spend. You cannot ask a company that's in business to make a profit, some large oil company, to put enough additives into the oil for it to go 20,000 miles when they're going to sell it for a normal drain interval oil to be drained in accordance with the manufacturer's recommendation. They would be wasting money. The guy would get fired. They wouldn't stay in business if they spent all this money. It'd be like buying a tire that you rate for 40,000 miles, but manufacturing it to the same standards that you make your 80,000-mile tire and then selling it for the price of the 40,000-mile tire. You would just go out of business. That business model would never last. Mm-hmm. So the additives that are put in the oil will be to match up with the recommended interval that oil is going to be changed. So if I have a petroleum oil, and I know that the base stock itself can only last so long, because I just cannot put overwhelming amount of oxygen stabilizer, and I only get so much in there before I start to change the very characteristic of the oil itself. So the point is, I know that this is only going to be able to stabilize with oxygen, say, for 6,000 miles. Well, then I'm going to make the rest of my additive package to match up to that. I'm not going to overdo the rest of the additive package when the oil is going to be limited by oxidation. So that's how you determine these additive packages in the petroleum oils. They're fairly weak because they don't expect to last that long. Coming over to AMSOIL's Signature Series oil, which is designed for 25,000 miles, we have the most robust additive package in the industry. And why wouldn't we? If you're going to say that this oil can go that distance, then you look at your base stock, and in that Signature Series, it is a high-quality PAO ester-based synthetic. It's impervious to reacting with oxygen almost forever, okay? But we still put some antioxidants in there just for those times when it might get in some very severe adverse conditions, and we give it a little bit there to make sure it's okay. But that's going to go 25, 30, 40,000 miles. It doesn't care. But we've got to put additives in there to go a certain distance. So you say, okay, I want it to go 25,000 miles. I'm going to put the additives in this oil that will go beyond that. In fact, there's a safety factor in there. So if I say 25, it's probably got additives to last 35. But you don't know how bad the conditions are that oil is going to be in. You have to take worst case scenario and put the additives in it that will last up to 25,000 miles. Okay. So the oil has the right base stock. It will not be destroyed through oxidation. The additives are there to go the distance. You can go 25,000 miles. Now, the next part is, we'll just mention after the break, is you better have some good filtration if you're going to go out for 25,000 miles.
So true. Dan Watson is with us, CEO of thelubepage.com. We're learning it all there is to know about synthetics and lubrication. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Liquor Chops.
Try Liquor Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. Today you can get your very own free copy of Ted Benna's new book. Shipping and handling charges apply.
Get your copy of Ted Benna's book when you text Benna to 79000. Text BENNA to 79000. Text BENNA to 79000 now.
Want revenge on the common housefly?
Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was set in the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup's. Got 8 cylinders and uses them all. Got overdrive, just won't stall. With a 4-barrel carb and a dual exhaust, with 4 living gears, you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, but I ain't scared. The brakes.
Wonderful. We were an email that we got from somebody in Atlanta, Tom, and he was talking about 25,000 miles for an oil change. How can AMSOIL recommend that? And Dan, you were going to bring out the point about filtration and how important that is.
Yes, we just talked about how if you will use a high-quality synthetic base stock that will not be susceptible to oxidation, and you will have a robust or enhanced additive package that will provide all of the necessary ingredients to go the distance, then, okay, you're pretty good with this oil. Now, the problem is, in most engines, you do have to be concerned with whether or not your, what we would call, total dissolved solids or contaminants that can get into the oil in the manner of granulated contaminants. Can the filter remove those so that they don't build up in the oil to cause problems? And the truth is, a good filter can. So you have to have good filtration. Now, full-flow filters, the kind that everybody uses that's been onto your car or have a cartridge filter, whichever type it is, these are going to be filters that can be rated anywhere from 20 microns to 40 microns. And remember, folks, that 40 microns is the average thickness of a human hair, okay? So you'd say, hey, that's pretty good filtration. Well, it is, but the Society of Automotive Engineers tells us that a lot of wear is created by particles that would be smaller than 20 microns, okay, over time. That takes a lot of time, but remember, there's millions of revolutions going on in this vehicle over time. So anyway, your filtration, it has to be good. And the only thing I want to warn you about with filtration is that you have to be careful. When you see filters and they give you a rating and they call it the nominal rating, is, let's say they give you a nominal rating of anything, say nominal 40 microns. Nominal means 50%, meaning it removes every other particle. That's not really what you want. But they'll use that nominal and they'll say it has, it removes nominal rating of 40 microns. Well, they've told you something, but they hope that most people don't really understand it, but they put it on there because nominal is just an average 50%. When you go to a filter, high-performance filter like the AMSOIL filters, they are efficiency absolute, they're called, because they have over 98% efficiency at removing 20 micron particles. And that's 98%, excuse me, not 50%. So they're catching just about every particle that's 20 microns or larger. They would catch 98 out of 100 of those particles. But the filter, the filter also removes particles at a nominal rating down probably at 5 microns, okay, removing every other one. So, but AMSOIL's not going to use a nominal rating because it's such a misleading, useless rating. And so I'm just telling people to be careful what they look at on their filter performance. And you will, in filters, you will pay for what you get. When you buy a cheap filter, you'll get a cheap filter. When you buy a more expensive filter, you'll get a better filter because it's the filter medium that costs money, not the steel can or whatever's around it. And if you can put a filter together and throw cheap, what we call cellulose or paper membrane in it, you could probably sell that thing for $3 or $4. It might not even cost the manufacturer more than $2 to make it. But if you decide you're going to go for a high-quality synthetic membrane, and you're going to put that into a filter that has internal bypass capability so that if it's ever clogged up, it won't stop flow. It'll open itself up and allow flow to go through to protect your bearings. And it's got a thick enough can on it to handle 150 PSIG. You're all of a sudden asking for new things in higher quality, and you're going to end up having to pay for it. It's just that simple. And, you know, there used to be an old Fram commercial years ago where the guy said, pay me now or pay me later. And with filtration, that's just a true statement. So be careful in what you buy when it comes to filtration. But you need to match up high-quality filtration to go with long-drain interval synthetic oils. Mobil makes an oil they say now is good for 20,000 miles or 1 year. And they're probably going to sell a Mobil 1 filter to match up with it, and that filter is not going to be cheap either. So you just get what you pay for in filtration. There's no quick, easy, cheap way to get around filters. You either buy a good one or you don't. Now, we had that. I think that answers the rest of that question, Bob.
Yeah, no, very good job with that one. Let's move on to Terry, listening on WCCM in Salem, Massachusetts, and he wants to know if petroleum oil is highly refined and has the correct additives, why can't you extend the oil change to as long as the synthetic oil?
I think we've answered that, but I'll just re-clarify, no matter how much you clean up petroleum out of the ground refined, it has what they call exchange sites on the polarity. It will react with oxygen. It will react readily. And almost the more you clean it up, the more oxygen reactive it is. Okay? So that's the weakness of petroleum. So you can put antioxidants in it, but the best analysis I can say, Bob, is if you're going to make vegetable soup, you put the tomatoes and you put all this stuff in it, right? Everything. You got this yep. vegetable soup. Well, if I decide then that I need to add 4 pounds of carrots into my vegetable soup, it becomes carrot soup. Okay? So I can't add so much antioxidant that I displace the action of all the other additives. There's a limit. There's an operating band that I can put it in, and it functions. If I get it outside of that, it interferes with the chemical actions going on in the other additives and the other part of my oil. So I can only put so much in, and I put as much as I can, and that oil is going to be limited. It's the same thing with pore depressants. I can try to make it so that a petroleum oil will go down to 30 degrees below zero, but I'm going to run out of luck to try to go much further because I've already put all of the anti-waxing agents I can put in it. I can't put any more, okay? And it runs out. It just can't. So it starts to become a cotton candy when it goes below that. It just starts freezing up. So anyway, I think we got time probably to hit one more question.
And that question comes from John in Portland, Oregon, listening on KPAM. He wants to know, do European cars use different oil than American cars? I have a BMW, and my wife drives a Volkswagen turbo diesel.
Good question. We got just a couple minutes, and the answer is yes, they use different oil. Why? Well, some American oils they can use. There's a number of AMSOIL oils that cross over and can be used as European. There's a number of MOBIL oils that do that. A number of synthetic oils from castor oil that will do that. But the everyday American API classification of SN or diesel for the CK4 may not meet all the European specs. We have two big specs that are supposed to meet everything. The Europeans have five levels of specifications. You can get everything from the trash oil all the way to the super oil that would be similar requirements like AMSOIL Signature Series oil in Europe. And the manufacturers are very different. Like, you can imagine Mercedes and BMW, they're not telling you that you can put the low-quality oil in their cars. They're telling you you're going to put the, let's call it level five, the best rated oil that they have in Europe. That's what you're going to use. So they call that out. And the Europeans have a organization called the ACEA. And, folks, it's French, but it's basically the Automobile Construction European Association, okay, in translation. And they have these levels of specifications. But manufacturers there are very, very much involved in creating bands of higher level performance that they require in their engine oils. Now, the other thing is, Europe, even before us, went to incredible lengths with automobile and truck exhaust systems for atmosphere and for their, like our EPA, their EPAs. They have very sophisticated automobile exhaust systems, and if you use the wrong oil, you may poison it, and you may end up with a very expensive repair. Mm. So when you drive a European automobile, look in your manufacturer's in your owner's manual and look for the manufacturer's specification, and then demand that the people, if you're not at your dealership, demand that whoever is doing the oil change for you is actually able to show you that they have an oil, and they can show you on the bottle or on whatever it is that it meets that European spec. If they can't show you that it meets the European spec, do not use it.
Right.
Do not use it. And if you want more information on the European oils, we make a fine line of them in AMSOIL, particularly for that purpose. And I'd be glad to give you more information.
And you can hit Dan up at danwatson@thelubepage.com. to give out the toll-free number as well, Dan.
It's 800-370-2986.
Thank you, my friend. That will do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.